You're listening to another great podcast in the Stoplight Network.
This is App Minute, the short form podcast that discusses all things mobile, from apps, cases, headphones, and all things in between. Visit us at appminute.com.
Welcome to App Minute. We have a special guest here. It's Scott Wilsey. Great to see you, Scott.
Hi, John. How's it going? We are meeting in person.
This is the first time we've met in person. We've been collaborators on the Pocket Size Podcast. Give all of our listeners at App Minute a brief history of the Pocket Size Podcast.
Well, it came about because I was on My Mac Podcast for a guest appearance, and I had done podcasts previously, and it just got me into the podcasting bug again. So I thought, you know, what's my current interest? Well, of course, it was iOS devices and all that, so I wanted to start another podcast, so that's where it came from.
And what was the problem with your logo?
Well, I had taken a picture of my own iPhone in my own pants pocket with my own DSLR, and I was using that for my podcast artwork. And I don't know if that's why I got booted from iTunes, but at some point my podcast got kicked out of iTunes, and Apple's response was, we don't know why.
What did you need to do to get it back on the podcasting system?
I had to resubmit it as a new podcast.
With a different name?
With a different name and with a different feed URL. And then once it was accepted in, I just changed the name and the feed URL back.
How would you describe the content and the length of the Pocket Size Podcast to someone who's never heard it?
Well, the length was originally supposed to be 20 to 30 minutes, but there's so much good stuff that it usually winds up being over 40. And the content, it's very iOS-centric, iPhone, especially iPhone and iPad stuff, but it's all about apps, reviews, and, you know, topics directly related to the devices.
Tell us about your collaboration with Peter Nicolaitis.
Peter Nicolaitis is a sometimes co-host. And I've known Peter for many years through podcasting. I've never met him in person. Anyway, so he's a sometime co-host, and he provides a good compliment to me because his technical expertise is much different than mine, and it's just fun. We get along.
And how do you assemble your guest episodes?
Well, usually what Peter and I do is we look at something we like, and we say, hey, let's talk to whoever's responsible for that. Or sometimes it's somebody from the many people who work on the MyMac site in one way or another. And there's so many great resources there of people with different knowledge that we pick from one of them. And then we just work out a time and date and talk to people. But a lot of it is because it's people who have a product we like that we really want to find out more about.
If you're going to recommend podcasts based on the iOS and that general platform and accessories, aside from your show and the other ones in our Stoplight Network, what are some of the other iOS-featured podcasts that you can recommend?
Aside from the other ones, but you have to listen to App Minute. What are some of the other ones that I do listen to? I listen to so many. I listen to, let's just see what I've got going on here. I've got Downcast, which I think everybody knows is my podcast app of choice. I listen to Amplified, which is one with Jim Dalrymple, and he covers all kinds of Apple things. I've got, for Mac Eyes Only, I've got Mac Power Users, I've got Macworld, and all of these are not just about Macs, they also talk about iOS stuff, so they're related as well. Macworld, My Mac Podcast, Not Another Mac Podcast, I've got, have episodes. I listen to Build and Analyze, which is interesting because it's by Marco Arment, he's a developer of iOS apps. Hypercritical, he talks about all kinds of Apple-related things, Mac Observer, Mac Roundtable, Mac Specialist, Tech Fan, and Three Geeky Ladies. So these are just some of the ones that I listen to, but those are some of the ones I can think of off the top of my head. And I listen to also a wide variety of, there's so many podcasts out there that are just about little app reviews, and I listen to a wide variety of them. I usually rotate through them. I haven't stuck with any one of those for a long period of time.
In addition to the MyMac family of websites also, what are some of the other websites that you can recommend to our App Minute listeners and readers of our website for people who want to follow this new technology?
Oh, like you, I pay attention to tidbits. I also like anything with a non-tech. I always read their stuff, and Wired usually is a good resource. Other than that, I don't really follow RSS feeds as much as I used to. I do have some plugged into Flipboard, but I use Flipboard categories, and I use Twitter for getting links of interest, and really, that's how I consume media now.
And what Twitter feed do you use, and what Twitter application do you use, both on your real computer and on your portable devices?
I use Tweetbot on my portable devices. There's an iPad version and an iPhone version, so I had to buy both separately. They are working on a Mac version. And when that Mac version comes out, I'll use that. Right now, I'm just using the default Twitter app on the Mac. I really don't care for it. But I spend 99.9% of my time on Twitter on these, the iPad and the iPhone. As for feeds, I just follow a wide variety of people all across the political spectrum, all across the tech spectrum. Some I don't agree with all the time, but I don't think you should only stick to people that you agree with in terms of learning things. And so just a wide variety of people. I might see somebody quote a tweet from somebody that knows something, they're tech-related or whatever. Oh, I'll follow that person. I'll see how that works out. So I just try to follow a wide variety of people, and that's where I get my links from.
Tell everybody the technology we're using to record this version of At Minute, and tell everybody the technology you use to record your pocket-sized podcast.
We are using an iRig iMic that's in your hand right now, connected to my iPad 2, and we're using an app that's name I can't remember. It's something recorder, but I'll figure it out, and I'll shoot you a link for it. But yeah, so we're recording this on my iPad. And then for the podcast at home, I have a Mac Mini that I use, and I use Audio Hijack Pro for doing all the recording. And I can capture Skype conversations with that. I can record my mic with that. And then I dump it all into GarageBand. And then, of course, everything that you send me and the other collaborators send me, I put in GarageBand around those and then just go from there.
How do you plan your episodes with Peter Nicolaitis?
Peter's involved if he's available. And we happen to have the same. So he's on the East Coast. I'm on the West Coast. And our lives don't always work out with each other terms of timing, but if we have a topic that we want to cover and we're both available, we'll do it that week. Otherwise, we'll put it off to another week. But it's kind of a fluid situation.
In general, not considering your show, which is somewhat of a magazine format, what do you think of a magazine show as opposed to a single topic or the straight one or two hosts that just go all the way through, as opposed to something that's broken up with different segments of one form or another?
You know, I like both. I think it, and I'm not going to toot my own horn and say we have the greatest podcast in the world, because, I mean, there's obviously better podcasts. I like it, but I'm the one doing it. So when I see the content that you provide, that Suze provide, that all the other people provide, I get all excited about it. And when I put it in, I think it's great. I can't determine what other people think of it. But I like both, because there are podcasts where it's just two people going straight through, and that's fine. It really depends on the people and the topic and how they handle it. I don't mind. I don't mind a show that really gets in-depth on one topic and goes throughout the whole thing with it. I like those sometimes. If they really get in-depth and they cover it well, I think it's perfectly fine.
Is there a cutoff factor when you're listening to a show where it just gets just too flabby and just too windbaggy? How do you decide where to hang on to the balloon as it's sort of drifting off into the abyss, as opposed to saying, okay, I've had it?
Well, you met our daughter today. We have a small daughter. I don't get a lot of time to sit down and just listen to podcasts. Sometimes when I'm at work, I can. If I'm doing something where I just need some time alone and I can focus on something, I can do that. What I don't like is anything over an hour, to be honest. It has to be extremely good. And if it's very good, I'll listen to it in chunks of time and finally finish it. But if it's over an hour, I just don't have time. And if it's less than an hour, that's even better.
If someone is considering getting into podcasting, like you did a couple of years ago with the Pocket Size Podcast, and by the way, I congratulate you, you're now up to episode
70.
Congratulations on making it up to episode 70, which has taken you about 2 years to get there.
No. I started off not doing them every week, and then sometime 2 or 3 months into it, we went to every week, and then recently I missed a couple weeks. So,
but if someone is considering getting into it, how would you suggest they develop it so they create a listener base right from the beginning, or when people come into it somewhere into the run, they figure that they haven't missed a lot, that they can just accept it as they find it?
It's helpful to have a topic like we do, where iOS is always changing and there's always something to talk about. And it's not like you have to know everything that came before to understand what's happening now. So that's a great topic for doing a podcast, where people can jump in at any time and they'll be fine. Because every week it might be something new, but you can go back and listen to it a little bit later, and if you just jump in the middle, it doesn't matter. I suppose if you were doing an audio novel, if you were writing a novel and reading it as a podcast, which I've listened to many of those, and there's some great ones out there, you have to listen to the whole thing. But most podcasts aren't that way. The best thing to do is try not to have too many inside references that people won't understand unless they have been listening all along, and just talk about the topic at hand and stick with the topic at hand, and I think it'll be fine.
How important is it to have exhaustive and sometimes exhausting show notes?
Show notes are important. I don't do like my Mac does. They have everything planned. You know, they have it all in show notes, and you have to follow along carefully. I don't do that. But what I do is I have show notes ahead of time with topics that I want to talk about and links to them. The thing is that by the time I do an interview, and then by the time I have the collaborative recordings that you guys do, I don't have a lot of time to do free babble anyway, which is good. It makes me focus. A lot of times when I'm recording by myself, I'll do a lot of free babble, and then I have to chop all of it away, and there's 5 minutes left, and that's fine. But the show notes do say, okay, I have to cover this topic, or here's what might be of interest, and if I don't get to it that time, I'll push it off to a later date.
Does it matter how much is on the website afterwards for people to follow those links?
You should at least have links of it, of the stuff that you talked to about. Sometimes it might be hard to have every single link, but try to have the links of the stuff that you talked about. And, don't talk about stuff that you think people might be interested in and not have a way for them to find it.
Here on the At Minute podcast, we're obviously amazingly concise, and thanks everybody for listening this long. If you were describing the At Minute podcast to someone who had never heard it, because I tend to jump around and do a bit of this and a bit of that, what would be, in all candidness, some of the strengths and the weaknesses of At Minute?
One of the strengths is it's so short that you can listen to so many episodes at a time, and I like that. I like short podcasts where you can listen to a whole bunch of episodes at a time. And a lot of times, if I am going to go for a run or a bike ride or even a drive somewhere, I'll get a podcast like that, and I'll get all the episodes in a playlist, and I'll knock them out. And that way, people can listen, but they don't have to keep up to date all the time. They can hit a bunch of them at once and get them out of the way. And I like the fact that you're bringing a new product or products every single time. So the fact that it's short and the fact that you do so many different things means I get wide exposure to a bunch of stuff in a short period of time. I don't have to listen to 20 hours worth of podcasts to hear about 20 products.
Any weaknesses or any areas where we could improve it at Minute?
I don't think so. I think the hardest part for you is, and this is something that I wouldn't know how to overcome either, because I'm not an audio engineer, is you're doing it mobile a lot of times. So a lot of times there's a lot of background noise and stuff, but I don't know how to take care of that either.
A lot of the At Minutes are done on the move, on the go, wherever I happen to be, whatever.
And that's the strength, because they're fun. They're with people that you're meeting with, and I like that. At the same time, I would have to find a real audio engineer to ask what's the best way to handle noise, and maybe there's some things you just can't do, like we have a truck driving by. Maybe it's a weakness, maybe it's not, but I don't have an answer for it.
Good. Thank you very much, Scott Wilsey. We wish you all the luck with Pocket Size Podcast, and it's an honor to meet you in person. Have you join us here on a live edition of At Minute Podcast.
Thanks, John. I appreciate it, and I'm delighted that you came to town and we got to meet.
Nemo, signing off.
When you want a podcast with serious, accurate commentary and analysis.
As Gaz can attest to, I'm an idiot. Gaz, why do you put up with me?
I don't know, actually. Probably because I'm about 3,000 or 4,000 miles away from you.
Oh, yeah, well, that would explain it. That explains a lot about my wife, too. But I don't want to go there right now. If you're in Norway, write it in Swedish. And it'll really just completely blow our minds.
Yeah, that's. I think the universe will implode if that happens. Anyway, and you're
speaking of Donnie, damn it, you've got that theme song. We don't have a theme song. Our show has been on the air since 2004.
Excuse me.
And we do not have a cool theme song like the Pocket Size Podcast.
Why did you call him Donnie? His name's Scott.
I just did it again, didn't I?
The G-Men. No one else comes close.